work, tell me, and make sure that you authenticate it, or if you can't authenticate it, that you ask me so that I can set it up. So the template setup is pretty much finished at that point. That's way, way easier. Whereas, for example, building out an agent OS from scratch, you know, you could be here for a few hours, or, you know, you might see something that breaks tomorrow and then you have to go and fix it as well. Now, when we were talking about the memory system as well, that Obsidian system, you can go back into the agent OS here and you can say, also add the memory system from Obsidian. So I have Obsidian installed locally. Install that into the agent OS as well, so that it's automatically synced. And also make sure that ChatGPT and Hermes are synced to my memory system. So when I use them, you update the Obsidian as a new Markdown file. But also when I ask you questions, you learn from the Obsidian vault that we have locally and you use that as context. That way everything is personalized inside the agent OS. So this is a memory system and how you can install that. And this is pretty cool because now we have the front end plus functionality that's being tested of it. We have the custom workflow that we're building out here. And we have the memory system that's being built over here. So we're adding three different layers as we go along. And we've done that in the space of, 27 minutes? There's going to be some workflows as well that you have ideas for and you're like, there's no way it could do that. I would genuinely just ask, because most of the time, GPT-5.6 can handle anything that you throw at it. I've not seen GPT-5.6 be unable to build this stuff out. It's pretty unbelievable, everything that you can use here. And so, honestly, figure this out. If I had more time, if I was here for a few hours or whatever, then what I would actually do is give it more instructions and be more in-depth and just take a little bit longer to answer these questions, but I'm trying to save you time and I'm trying to show you in real time how it works without it being boring, honestly. So if we have a look over here, we've now set up GPT-5.6 Sol with image generation. We've set up the front end functionality and we have the dashboard here. We can also improve it and test it out side by side inside ChatGPT. So this is the operating system we built and this is the dashboard that we built. So if we go inside Hermes Agent here, we're just going to say working. And make sure Hermes agent actually replies to us. Boom. And it says, yes, I'm working. What do you need? Now, this is amazing because now we have Hermes agent. We have GPT-5.6 plugged in, which is like one of the best frontier models in the world. We have ChatGPT Codex, and that's creating some amazing stuff as well. And so if we go to Hermes agent here, we can use it agentically, and we can use it inside our agent OS. Now we've got it inside ChatGPT Codex, and now we have the mission control as well. If we click on any of these, it takes us straight to the conversation. The UI looks nice, it looks clean, it looks simple, which is great as well. And then over here, we have the live activity, so we can see what's being done. We have the work that moves with recent operations. We have both of the agents that we've built, and we have everything else ready to go. Just unbelievable how easy it was to set this up. Now, of course, we do have the image generator that needs to be tested, and we'll see how that performs as well. And then we've also got the memory system that's being built out as well. So what other layers do you need to add to this as well? That might be another question you're asking. So something that's really, really useful is the conversation history. Now, if I open this up and it just starts from blank every time, not very useful. But if I can start a new chat, like you can see here, and we can switch between them, that is great. Because then you're kind of using Hermes like ChatGPT. So you can go back and forth inside the chat of it. But also you can use it agentically because you've got Hermes agent that can basically have superpowers. It can do computer use. It can edit files locally. And so it's kind of like you've created your own better version of ChatGPT. This is ChatGPT, but it can't edit my local files. Whereas, for example, if we go over to Hermes agent, this can work directly here too. So that's great. Now, one thing that I'd also add here as well is a system where you can essentially save everything that you've created. Now, I'll come on to that in a second, but let's have a look at this image generator. And you see how we're basically building out our own SaaS tool? Like, think about how amazing that is. We're at the stage now where you can build your own tools. You don't need any technical knowledge. You don't need to be really technical or understand HTML or be a coder to build this stuff out. You can just build your own custom workflows using AI automation in a way that is